The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Well, hello, America. It's the top of the hour. This is Bill Martinez. It's always good to have you along with us. For more information on the show, BillMartinezLive.com. That's where you want to go. If you want to drop me an email, and you'll want to drop me an email because we're going to be giving you an opportunity to win two free tickets to the movie Climate Hustle. And that's going to be, throughout our show. So just send me an email. Say, hey, I want those tickets. Send me those tickets. And it's a screening. It's all tied in with Fathom Events. Mark Morano, who's been on with us to talk about the Climate Hustle, he's the host of it. It's going to be an outstanding evening, 7 o'clock on, I believe it's Monday. That would be May the 2nd. Monday, May 2nd, right, Scott? Is it?
Yes, Monday, May 2nd, yeah.
Okay, so just send me an email, bill at billmartinezlive.com. Say, hey, send me the tickets. And, we're going to have a drawing because I have a limited number. But, hey, I'd love for you to join us wherever it is. There's 400 screens across the country going to be showing this movie. So it'll be good fun. And, hey, all you got to do is pay for the popcorn. You like that kind of stuff, right? Don't you? Well, Scott, it still prints all the time. Over the weekend, Saturday Night Live did what Saturday Night Live does. And, kind of oh-hum, not all that exciting. Some Prince fans were upset. I guess there was a dance party, throughout Minnesota, around the world. Everything was gone purple, and the tributes continue for Prince as we wonder what's going on. His brother-in-law said that he was nonstop 158 hours. I mean, how do you work 158 hours without sleep?
I don't know. I don't know.
And you say one of our compatriots, Shane, used to work in his studio. He said he was always there, huh?
Yeah, he says he was always there. There wasn't a time you could come at night or during the day, and he would be there. So well, I assume that wasn't uncommon for him to work like that.
Well, Minneapolis' favorite son, and people are still mourning for him, and they will dance for the rest of their life to Prince music, no doubt about it. Also, over the weekend, big controversy, Kasich and Cruz have joined together. They're forming an alliance against this with this anti-Trump theme. In fact, Morning Joe had more to talk about it here. Let's play that clip right now.
All right, so big developments in politics over the weekend. Ted Cruz and John Kasich are teaming up against Donald Trump. The campaigns announced last night that they are dividing up the primary map to clear a path for each other in select states. So far, Kasich is getting the Oregon and New Mexico primaries to himself, while Cruz has next week's Indiana primary. Still no agreement on the last big prize, California, where a Fox News poll.
So Mark, this deal.
Yeah, is it a little late?
It's a little late. Right?
Seems like
it's like you're sitting in purgatory and say, you know what, if I get a chance, I'm gonna start going to church more regularly. No, I mean it's too late, right?
No.
It's not mathematically too late, but this, the headline there is called this a shock deal. Others have called it a deal of desperation. If Trump wins Indiana or wins it big, it's over. And that's been true for a while. And this is really about Indiana. This is about one step at a time. Having made the deal, if Cruz can't beat Trump in Indiana, it's over.
Well, everybody's been saying Trump was winning by, 30, 40 points in New York and sweeping all these. And kept saying, forget about that, Indiana. Forget about that, Indiana. That's Indiana's going to be his Waterloo. Two polls out this week, and Trump's up in Indiana.
but with Kasich out, there's a chance Cruz could beat him there now. I mean, that's what this is about.
Okay.
It's about stopping him in Indiana, because the symbolism of stopping him in Indiana and the math of stopping him in Indiana is vital if they're going to keep him from a majority.
Right.
But the assumption means
that. Yeah, that's what it all comes down to, Dennis Scott. I mean, they got to stop him there. But, meanwhile, what does this do to the GOP? I mean, it is like unraveling, right before everybody's eyes here. And this is potentially setting something up, or at least tearing something down, that could be quite irreparable. Who knows? We've been talking about it. We may see the rise of a third party yet. So I'll tell you, all the fun continues as we continue to march toward Cleveland. And every day, it's always fun to be talking about this stuff. You know, don't take it too seriously, okay, ladies and gentlemen? Otherwise, you can drive yourself nuts. We'll keep you up to date on what's going on with the facts and the experts right here on Bill Martinez Live. It's just about 5 minutes after the top of the hour right now.
This is it. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. With Wall Street suffering its worst start to a trading year in history, now is especially the time to be paying attention to gold. This first ever U.S. legal tender government gold offered at cost for only $139 each is from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call them at 1-866-944-GOLD. Gold is on the move, so don't miss out. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book. Get your free gold book, your free half dollar, but most importantly, get your gold at cost for only $139 per coin. 1-866-944-GOLD.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez Live.
This is Bill Martinez, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. As always, welcome to the show. Coming to you in over 270 markets across this great country of ours and around the world via shortwave. Thank you very much. Our affiliate out of Nashville, Tennessee, WWCR. David Rubin is with us. David has become the trusted voice of Israel, best-selling author, Israel Relations, and political commentator. He's the former mayor of Shiloh. I say Shiloh, you say Shiloh. And considering that it's his homeland, you know, it should be Shiloh, but he's accepting of people like me obliterating the name of his city. He's the founder and president of Shiloh Israel's Children's Fund, author of 4 books, including The Islamic Tsunami, as well as his most recent book, Sparks from Zion. David, my friend, happy Passover to you. How are you, sir?
And to you, too. Thank you, Bill. you know, I've heard many times people say, Shiloh, and there actually are 65 cities or towns in the United States called Shiloh. So, so I'm really okay with that, even though the actual pronunciation here in Israel is Shiloh.
Yes. Well, and thank you for putting up with me, but it's the same thing. I got to tell you this story of one time we were in Lexington, Kentucky with some friends there. Our company at one point was there across from UK, the big university there in Lexington, Kentucky. And we had a friend from San Diego come up, and we were talking about the different names and pronunciations and the whole deal. And we were pulling into this fast food place because we had an appointment down the road, a couple hours down the road, so we thought we'd grab, you know, a cup of coffee or something. And this guy just, he could not figure out, you know, why it was, we were saying Versailles. You know, it's Versailles in Kentucky, not Versailles, Versailles, Kentucky. And this was just, you know, just brain damaging and brain bruising this guy. And so we go up to the window and we ask the guy, so would you do us a favor? Would you tell him where we are? And the gal goes, Burger King. so he just, I think he went back to San Diego. He just figured, well, he's just not going to fight it. But yeah, that's just the way it is. In some cities, we just obliterate the origination. And but thank you for putting up with us. David, on the serious side, I wanted to talk to you, and I appreciate you being available here in the midst of celebrating Passover to come here and help our audience understand what is going on with this administration and the continued pressure they're putting on Israel, especially now that there's heightened discussion about the oil patch that was found in the Golan. This is just creating all kinds of international consternation, isn't it?
Well, look, in the past few years, Israel has found oil and and vast amounts of gas as well. So we're actually on our way to being a gas exporting country and perhaps even an oil exporting country, which would greatly change the geopolitical realities in this part of the world. And you know, so should the Obama administration be happy about it or upset about it? Well, that all depends on where they really stand on Israel, what their real views are on Israel and its relationship with the Muslim nations. And unfortunately, President Obama and his administration, including his secretaries of state, John Kerry and Hillary Clinton, before him, have not been a very strongly pro-Israel administration. Their views on Israel have never been positive. They've always leaned more towards the Islamic world. And so if Israel suddenly finds a patch of oil, well, you know, that's going to upset the Obama administration more than excite them.
Mm-hmm. Well, especially when we're talking about the Golan, which was acquired after the Six-Day War, what, in 1967, and it has become strategic for Israel. And when I was just there in January, David, I mean, we're in a bombed-out Syrian compound on top of the building there, and the major who is with us goes, you see over there, you know, about a quarter of a mile out, there's Hamas, there's Hezbollah next to them, we got Al-Qaeda next to them, and the IDF in between. And I'm going, Major, excuse me, we're on top of this building next to you in a uniform? For why? You know, what are we doing? We try to make ourselves into a target here. But, you know, that aside, you know, that has become critical in defending Israel because you have to defend it because these knuckleheads are throwing missiles into Israel from there, right?
Oh, sure. If you your description was not a reflection of the actual danger, the dangerous realities, or even worse. We're talking ISIS right on Israel's border.
Mm-hmm.
And the Golan Heights is way up there. It's one of the highest points in Israel.
Mm-hmm.
And down below you have the Galilee, which is quite vast, and at least by Israeli standards. But it's way below.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you could it's actually like you could lean over from the Golan Heights and drop a bomb, and would go down, a good mile to get down to all of the kibbutzim, the agricultural settlements,
right,
down in the Galilee.
Yeah.
It is so dangerous, and would be so dangerous if Israel were to turn over that area to, well, it used to always be, the debate always used to be, if Israel were to turn it over to Syria. Now, who knows what Syria is?
Mm-hmm.
So that's another reason why, even though it's an integral part of Israel, the Golan Heights, it would be an absolute danger for Israel to turn over any territory, actually, to its enemies. Just to put things in perspective, Israel is a country about the size of New Jersey. So we're surrounded by Muslim countries, radical Muslim countries, in fact, many of them, and they have about 700 times the area, the geographic area of Israel.
Mm-hmm.
Can Israel afford to give away any land to them, any more land than what we've already given? Absolutely insane.
Mm-hmm. Well, and there's been offer from other countries, other Arab nations, say, hey, look, we'll give the Palestinians some land here. But that's not the issue. The issue is they don't want Israel to exist. And so everything is no, no, no. And, you know, as I recently understood that, you know, going back to Arafat made the statement that anybody that would negotiate, we're talking leadership of the Palestinians, with Israel and accept anything less than 100% of what the Palestinians wanted was unacceptable, they were considered an infidel, that they and their family should be absolutely obliterated. So this really puts them in a non-negotiable stance, and you've got an incredible barrier to entry in trying to find some sort of peaceful resolution there, I would say, David Rubin. But we'll talk about more of that on the other side of the break. David Rubin is with us. This is Bill Martinez. We're live at 15 after the top of the hour right now.
Investing in bonds involves risk, including the possible loss of principal. Income may be subject to state, local, or federal alternative minimum tax. When interest rates rise, prices will fall. When interest rates fall, prices will rise.
I'm at a place in my life where I need investment income. That's why I invest in tax-free municipal bonds. I love the income they provide. Income that's federally tax-free. At this point, that's exactly the kind of income I need.
Tax-free municipal bonds can serve as the cornerstone for a conservative portfolio. They offer income that's tax-free. Henyon & Walsh is a leading expert in tax-free municipal bonds. We're committed to finding you the best bonds to meet your investment goals. We'll even send you our informative bond guide, absolutely free, if you call right now. 1-800-286-4286. If you have at least $10,000 to invest, consider municipal bonds. Take charge of your investments today and keep more of your hard-earned money. Call now to receive your copy of our informative bond guide. It's free, so call right now. 1-800-286-4286. 1-800-286-4286. Henyon & Walsh, Inc. Member of FINRA, SIPC.
Why does the medical community dispense little colorful pills that restrict the production of stomach acid? You ever think about that? Isn't it stomach acid's job to break down food before it enters the small intestines? Could this possibly lead to compromised digestion, leading further to malabsorption, leading even further to bone loss and many other health complications? Well, the FDA has issued a number of product warnings, including all proton pump inhibitor drugs, either for prescription or over-the-counter purchases. These potential interactions have ranged from absorption alterations of vitamins and minerals, metabolic effects on bone density, alteration of drug interactions and their intended effect, infection risk, and even organ damage. Is it possible to find safer solutions to heartburn? At Bill Martinez Live, we support structure and function of healthy digestion with a healthy body digestion pack. Find us at BillMartinezLive.com, longevity, or call 855-305-8326. Healthy acids lead to healthy body. Again, 855-305-8326.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profit. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to richmoneyrich.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
How would you like to make 17% on your money in only 90 days? That's right. Gold owners made 17% in only 3 months as gold had its best quarterly gain in 30 years. Gold is on the move and you need to get government-issued legal tender gold coins starting at only $139 each. The U.S. Money Reserve, one of the largest gold distributors in the country, announces the first ever at-cost gold release on this station for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or go online at usmoneyreserve.com. Official U.S. government-issued legal tender solid gold coins at cost for only $139 each. Call 1-866-944-GOLD. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book all about gold. Remember, gold is on the move, up 17%. Call 1-866-944-GOLD.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
You've reached Bill Martinez Live. Join us online at BillMartinezLive.com.
And you can join us online on your favorite smartphone through TuneIn Radio. We're all over the place, BillMartinezLive.com. Just click the Listen Now button, and you're right to us, or even GCN Live. Toggle on down to Bill Martinez Live, and you've got us coming your way live every day, Monday through Friday, from 9 to 12 noon. 3 hours now, just for you, pursuing the truth no matter where it leads. David Rubin is with us, the former mayor of Shiloh, Israel, and author of many, many great books that will give you the background that you need to understand in terms of what's going on in Israel with the Islamic tsunami, as well as his most recent book, Sparks from Zion. David, we were talking before the break about the United States and its anti-Semitic stance towards Israel. I think this is the most anti-Semitic administration we've experienced in my lifetime. You've got John Kerry saying things, and as you mentioned, Hillary Clinton, the president as well. It just seems whenever there is an issue and the president has to take a side, clearly, it's towards the Muslim nations. Benjamin Netanyahu doesn't seem like they're on each other's Passover card list, are they?
No, Obama will use Passover occasionally for outreach to the liberal Jewish community in America. But he's been the most hostile president in American history towards Israel. I'm not happy to say that, but it is actually very true, and his subordinates have not been much better. Mm-hmm. You know, John Kerry has directly followed Obama's anti-Israel line, and Hillary Clinton before him. Mm-hmm. So, look, when Obama came into office, he made a strategic decision, and he put out word in his administration that from here on in, the relationship between the United States and the Muslim nations was going to be improved, and it was going to be building alliances. But the building of alliances with the Islamic world is always at the expense of Israel.
Exactly. And amazing, David, that, not only is this the administration, but this seems to be a Democratic Party systemic perception that is being inculcated within, the Democratic Party itself. So the question remains, and around my friends all the time, they go, wait a minute, why do Jews vote Democrat? Why do they insist on voting Democratic when more and more it's obvious that the Democratic Party itself, certainly in its leadership, it has become so anti-Semitic? I guess that's the question of the day, isn't it?
Well, maybe it's because I would say even 70% of American Jews are not really so pro-Israel. The strongest supporters of Israel today are the evangelical Christians, and that is just the sad reality. And if you look at the Republican Party, which has very strong support from evangelical Christians, you will find a lot more pro-Israel statements and during the campaign, and much stronger pro-Israel positions. You'll hear a lot of talk about moving the embassy, the American embassy, from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem. Where it should be,
right.
Of course.
Exactly.
Jerusalem is Israel's capital. But you won't hear that in the Democratic Party.
Mm-hmm.
And you won't hear that from Hillary Clinton. You won't hear that from Bernie Sanders. And actually, Bernie Sanders is a quite interesting case in point, because he is Jewish by birth, but you will not hear any pro-Israel statements from him. And that's mainly because Bernie Sanders typifies everything that's wrong with the bulk of the American Jewish community, and which is not biblically connected at all, not connected to its heritage. Mm-hmm. And if you look at the Orthodox Jewish community, which is maybe 15% of the American Jewish community, you will see that they are much stronger on Israel, and they also are, for the most part, much more Republican. They will vote Republican, and mm-hmm. did vote Republican in past American presidential elections, and I predict will that the Orthodox Jewish percent of American Jewish community will vote strongly Republican for the Republican candidate in this year's elections as well.
Well, David, you said something here. I want you to, you know, open this up a little bit more, because I'm sure people's heads are spinning as mine is too, that 70% of the Jews are not pro-Israel. What's going on? What happened?
Well, they'll say that they're pro-Israel. They will say that they're pro-Israel, but they will still vote for the Democratic candidate, which shows you that they're not really pro-Israel. They may say they're pro-Israel, but when push comes to shove, they're going to vote for the conventional liberal positions, and that's going to be their top priority.
How they've been bought off, David? Because, I mean, it seems to me that they've been bought off, right?
No, they haven't been bought off. The American Jewish community, you know, that 70% of the American Jewish community, which identify strongly as liberals. Mm-hmm. They identify strongly with the liberal positions, and that is top on their list. And Israel may be number six or number seven on their list of their priorities and how they vote.
Mm. That's interesting. I mean, I really appreciate you breaking it down, because it's probably the best explanation that I've heard. But that's been the case in my understanding, my growing understanding of Israel, because a lot of us evangelicals, we look at Israel and think, well, of course they love God and they pursue the Bible, and, you know, what is this that they're, you know, and then you go to Israel itself and you visit and you see the bifurcation of the society there. And it is quite amazing. And then, of course, that bifurcation is extended, you know, here in the United States as well, just as you explained.
Much more so in America. In Israel, you will have Jews that vote on to the left of the spectrum, but they're usually, except for the extreme left, they will still be strongly against the Iran nuclear agreement, the agreement that the U.S. and European nations made with Iran. They will still be more pro-Israel on so many issues, but American Jews don't have that attachment. American Jews who are secular did not serve in the Israeli army. American Jews who are secular don't have children who have been forced to, you know, who have had to serve in the Israeli army as a national obligation.
Exactly.
So there's a big difference in how they
just don't have as much skin in the game, that's for sure. Well, David, what about, in terms of Benjamin Netanyahu, is he still holding strong within the country, or, you know, is there just a lot of pressure, you know, coming upon him because of the conflict between him and President Obama?
Well, there always is that pressure. But Israel is moving further to the right, and it's also becoming more religious. They're much more traditional in the views, and as opposed to the rest of Western civilization, which is moving further to the left.
Mm-hmm. Well, and it's interesting, as they do that, you know, you get more oil finds. Could there be a connection there? Could there be a connection in terms of the projected blessings that you see, not only them experiencing today, but even just above the horizon that are coming toward Israel? Is there some relationship to their return to God?
Oh, well, that's a big topic, but certainly those who bless Israel will be blessed.
Yes, amen. And the opposite, of course, those who curse shall be cursed. David Rubin, the one and only former mayor of Shiloh, Israel, has been our guest. You can go to DavidRubinIsrael.com for more information. DavidRubinIsrael.com for more information.
This report is brought to you by Mayflower. Millennials are being lured by major cities, but what will attract them to your city? The 2016 Mayflower Mover Insights Study discovered where and why millennials are moving. With 1 in 5 millennials moving in the past year, these insights may be the difference between your city seeing the headlights or taillights of a Mayflower moving truck. Of millennials who have moved, nearly half identified love as a reason for moving. Millennials identified experiences as important for relocating, with food and restaurants as a top priority. Millennials continue to be enamored by urban centers, with nearly 6 in 10 wanting to live in or near a big city. Melissa Sullivan, Director of Marketing, Mayflower.
Our Mayflower agents across the country are moving millennials as they begin new chapters of their lives, and many agents report new careers, relationships, and experiences as drivers of this generation's moves. Findings from our study help us analyze where our customers move and why they are moving.
For moving tips, visit Mayflower.com.
My computer is so slow, it's making me crazy.
I used to have that problem.
Did you quit using the computer, or did you buy a new one?
No, I called Geeks On Site. They made an appointment to visit my home and showed up the same day.
You mean they didn't ask you to bring your computer to a shop? That's what happened when I called a support company.
Geeks On Site can go to your home, or business, or even repair your computer online. They have 24/7 emergency service.
If you're having problems with your PC or Mac, call Geeks On Site. 1-800-591-1682. Our friendly, certified computer repair experts are available 24/7. Call now for a free diagnosis. 1-800-591-1682. Data recovery, virus removal, and maintenance for all laptops, desktops, printers, and networks. That's Geeks On Site for friendly, certified computer repair experts available 24/7 over the phone or in your home or business. Just call 1-800-591-1682. That's 1-800-591-1682. 1-800-591-1682.
This is it. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. With Wall Street suffering its worst start to a trading year in history, now is especially the time to be paying attention to gold. This first ever U.S. legal tender government gold offered at cost for only $139 each is from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call them at 1-866-944-GOLD. Gold is on the move, so don't miss out. For the first time ever on this station, U.S. government gold offered at cost for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or online at usmoneyreserve.com. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book. Get your free gold book, your free half dollar, but most importantly, get your gold at cost for only $139 per coin. 1-866-944-GOLD.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
How'd they get you into my life?
Can I do what?
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here, coming at you live 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Our next guest, the one and only Janice Dean, the weather machine. Janice serves as the lead meteorologist on Fox News Channel and Fox Business Network. Throughout her 12 years with Fox, she's covered many extreme weather events, including Hurricane Katrina in 2005, Hurricane Sandy in 2012, the EF5 tornado that struck Joplin, Missouri in 2011. You're just full of fun and frivolity, aren't you, Janice?
Well, that's why I created Freddie the Frogcaster.
Yeah.
Because No, I think that weather can be really scary. There's no doubt about it. But if you have a fun little frog that understands weather and explains it to you, then you know what? Then that's not a bad deal.
Yeah, congratulations, too, by the way, on the series. This is the fourth in the series, right?
Correct, yes. We started off with Freddie the Frogcaster, and he was broadcasting a thunderstorm that was going to hit the picnic in his lily pad, and then the second one was the blizzard, and then the third one was the hurricane, and now we're up to a tornado.
Yeah, here we are, and I mean, you and I were talking just before we went on air, you know, with all the excitement that's been going on with the Ring of Fire, earthquake activity, volcanic activity has increased so much, it's going to be Freddy and the earthquake, right, to help us understand that. Probably be the next series. That's my suggestion, anyway.
I will. I'm writing it down right now, actually, Bill. That's a really good suggestion. I mean, there are a lot of weather events and, you know, events that happen across the globe, really. Weather and earthquakes, that kind of thing, it happens everywhere. So it's universal. It happens to everyone. It's one thing that, you know, we all go through. So there are certainly many topics of discussion that Freddie can embark on in his adventures. And I will take note that earthquake is something that we should talk about, too, with kids.
Well, and here it is. I mean, you wrote this for kids, and I think even probably for adults, to give them some sense of peace of mind. I mean, Dana Perino, I like what she said, because this kind of reflects my heart as well, too, because I was a kid growing up in the West Coast, and we had a lot of earthquake activity, and it's been a while. I'm on the East Coast now, but I'm still back and forth, but it's been a while since the West Coast has really experienced you know, a real, you know, shake 'em, rock 'em, roll 'em. But Dana says, I wish Janice Dean had written this book when my sister and I worried every summer afternoon about tornadoes on the eastern plains of Colorado. Janice has a way of informing without scaring, and the illustrations are fun for kids and adults alike. What a compliment. But that, I think that really sums up the attitude, and I think connects with your purpose and why you wrote the series.
Exactly that. And I have talked to so many kids and so many parents and so many teachers that say that, that they wish they had Freddie back then when they were growing up that could explain why things happen. And I think as parents, certainly if I wasn't a meteorologist, I wouldn't be able to tell my kids why a thunderstorm happens or why how a tornado forms or why a hurricane forms across the ocean. So I think what I wanted to do is make it easy for parents and children and teachers too. Teachers tell me that they need books like this in the classroom because they talk about weather as a subject. And, you know, when I go out and talk to kids, they are excited about weather. They want to know why things happen, more so than being scared. So I wanted to tap into that excitement and talk about why things happen. And that way, if there is a weather situation in their area, they know what to do in advance, and they can participate in that.
Well, your illustrator, Russ Cox, just did an incredible job again on this. I mean, this is just terrific, and I think it adds to the sense of calmness and understanding. Weather does happen, and like anything, if you're prepared and you know what's going on, you can put your energy towards making sure you make the right decision as opposed to being fearful, and God forbid you just, have that deer in the headlights look and just stop and not do anything, right?
Mm-hmm. And I'm glad you brought up Russ Cox because, you know, doing children's books, you could write the most genius children's book that anyone has ever read, but if you don't have the right illustrator to really capture a child's imagination, then you're just not getting the job done. And Russ is, I mean, I could have never dreamed how beautiful these books are and how vibrant his colors are. And so the reading material can be scary, but the way he paints, the way he does these pictures, you know, these characters, these frogs almost also take the scare out of a weather situation.
Exactly.
So I'm very grateful to him as well. He gets it. He understands the world that I'm trying to paint, the atmospheric world, and I'm just so grateful to him. These books are a masterpiece when it comes to, you know, the art world.
They're just gorgeous. I mean, they're just so well done. He did a great job. You know, we talk about this being, a great family book, you know, for parents with kids. I'd even say grandparents. We're expecting our ninth grandchild, you know.
Congratulations.
Being delivered in Maui, Hawaii, come the last of July, first of August, God willing. And we're real excited about that. But as a grandparent, I would endorse this. Because grandparents, you know, sometimes they want to know what they should do, you know, when they're with their grandchildren, how to interact with them. This is an excellent book, and it's just so beautifully done. And, and as you say, it's just so informative that could be a great resource for grandparents in communicating with their grandkids.
Well, you know, I touched upon earlier that, weather events sort of, you know, join us all. You know, we all experience weather as a nation, as a world. And I also think that reading does that too. Reading brings us closer together. And I read to my kids every single night, and I love books. I love feeling a book in my hand. I love turning the pages. I hope that never, ever goes away. You know, we live in this world of all these gadgets and iPads and iPhones and all that kind of thing. And that's great, too, because Freddie has a weather app that I want to also tell you about. But
right.
But getting back to the books, just, you know, connecting with your kids that way, reading to them, that is so important, and it lasts a lifetime. It truly does.
Well, and they've done some studies, Janice, to your point, and found that people that actually turn the pages on a book have higher retention than somebody that's reading it on an iPad or some other electronic device. And I thought that was interesting.
I believe it. I really do. And mm-hmm. I just think that's it's the connection between human beings, you know. Mm-hmm. And so I will, and I've also read that, you know, you should continue reading to your kids even when they know how to read.
Exactly.
That lasts. You know, those are memories mm-hmm. that you are creating for your children. So
yeah, my 25-year-old son gets a little embarrassed when I do that, especially at the restaurant, but it's still fun.
Yes, I think, you know, 25, you probably graduate from learning or reading with your parents. But listen, I'll read to my kids as long as they'll let me.
Yeah, exactly. Well, good fun. Well, tell us about the app, and then I have another question for you on the business side. You said you want to tell us about the app.
Right. So we have a Freddy the Frogcaster weather app, and I thought to myself writing these books, we all have our weather apps on our phones, and they're so important. And over the years, I've had, you know, parents say, oh, they're always looking at my, you know, my iPhone for the weather forecast. And it was like a light bulb went off and said, oh, my gosh, we need a weather app for kids.
Yes.
And so, Freddie, I've created an app along with my app developer and Russ Cox. We have created Freddie's Weather Station, which is an app where your kids can go and get their forecast every single day, know what to wear to the school bus. And then there's also some very fun educational weather-related games on there. And it was just released today along with the book, and I'm really proud of it. And I think your kids will really enjoy it.
So do we access it through the normal channels like the Apple Store or whatever?
Yes,
it's
on the App Store. I'm very excited about it. And like I said, it's also an educational tool, but it also gives them something that's theirs, you know, that, oh, I'm going to go look at my forecast today. Mm-hmm. My kids, every single day, they do weather at school. So it's just, you know, an added bonus to, you know, their studies.
Yeah. Well, your kids, I'm sure they grade the teacher on their lack of weather capabilities. I mean, you know, belonging to the weather machine. And that's what I was going to ask you. How did you get into weather, doing weather?
Well, that's a good question. I grew up in Canada where there was weather all around us. And that's true. And that's where it started, being a kid and enjoying weather.
And you just said, okay, this is it. And then as things evolved, now here you are on TV, known officially as Janice Dean, the weather machine. I mean, that's pretty exciting.
It is. I'm doing what I love to do. Who could have better?
Well, that's what we would all hope for everyone, is that you would do what you love to do. It definitely makes it easier. That's no doubt. She's known as Janice Dean, the weather machine, talking about her latest book, Freddy the Frogcaster and the Terrible Tornado, available in all the usual places. Right, Janice?
Yes, everywhere. And FreddyTheFrogcaster.com. That's up and running for all of your Freddy news.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Thousands of Americans are losing weight and feeling better with the 10-2-2 weight loss system from ILikeTheWayILook.com. Here is U.S. Army Sergeant Dave Myers.
Since I started taking the Nuvenup, I have lost over 12 pounds. I have a long military career, and it has caused some issues with my knees and my ankles over the years, and I have become accustomed to just being in pain with one of those areas. I can only attribute the way I feel to the Nuvenup because that's the only thing that's changed in my diet, and I am absolutely pain-free in knees and ankles, and it just feels great to be able to get out and run around and move pain-free again.
The Nuvenup Collagen Protein Shake is part of the 10-2-2 weight loss system from ILikeTheWayItLook.com. Collagen feeds the joints, hair, and skin. It could help you lose weight, feel better, and look younger. Watch the video on ILikeTheWayItLook.com and get the full story. They even offer free samples. Go to ILikeTheWayItLook.com. ILikeTheWayItLook.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profit. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to richmoneyrich.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com.
From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
How would you like to make 17% on your money in only 90 days? That's right, gold owners made 17% in only 3 months, as gold had its best quarterly gain in 30 years. Gold is on the move, and you need to get government-issued legal tender gold coins starting at only $139 each. The U.S. Money Reserve, one of the largest gold distributors in the country, announces the first-ever at-cost gold release on this station for only $139 each. 1-866-944-GOLD or go online at usmoneyreserve.com. Official U.S. government-issued legal tender solid gold coins at cost for only $139 each. Call 1-866-944-GOLD. Ask for a free 55-page gold buyer's book. Plus, get a free Walking Liberty half dollar just for reading this must-have book all about gold. Remember, gold is on the move, up 17%. Call 1-866-944-GOLD.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Thank you for joining us. This portion of Bill Martinez Live being brought to you by Climate Hustle, the new movie that's going to be coming out, and a documentary. I think it's, I said to people, it's kind of the follow-up of Ben Stein's Expelled, in a sense, although it is quite provocative. It really brings us up to date on, you know, the science behind this whole, you know, global warming and climate change and all that's been going on. A great guest going to be on that movie. And by the way, we got free tickets to give away. All you have to do is drop me an email, bill@billmartinezlive.com. Say, hey, Martinez, give me a pair of tickets, and we'll put you amongst the request, and we'll be drawing, and we'll announce the winners, and you could be seeing the Climate Hustle as our guest. Why not? It's going to happen on May the 2nd. Great date night. You can have fun. At 7 o'clock, and it's a Fathom event. It'll be shown on something like 400 screens across the country. So that'll be it. So make sure you send me an email so you're part of the opportunity to get a free tickets, and we'll see you there at the movies. Gail Trotter is with us right now, attorney, a senior fellow with the Independent Women's Forum, co-founder of Schaefer & Trotter PLC, a law firm in metropolitan D.C. that advises entrepreneurs and small businesses. Gail, always good to have you with us. How you doing?
Great to be with you. How are you, Bill?
Hey, I'm doing great. Thank you. We got to talk about this 2016 race, media bias. I mean, all this stuff is being churned up in such a way. It is so confusing. In fact, you'll appreciate this, Gail. I had a friend of mine the other day say, you know, I was talking to this guy, and I asked him why he was against the Republicans, and he says, it's those Pepsi brothers. The Pepsi brothers are causing problems.
I love it.
So we just don't know what we don't know. And this is the deal with all this bias and misinformation that's part and parcel of this 2016 election. I mean, that's what concerns me a lot right now these days. I don't know about you.
Yes, and journalism's ethical responsibility is to deliver objective news so that citizens can be informed and make good choices when they're electing officials or thinking about referendums or anything else that we do as members of this democracy, this republic. And so I just wrote this piece for the Daily Caller talking about how media bias is not only harming the journalistic ethics of the mainstream media, but it's harming the voters too, because we are not getting objective information. And as a case in point, I took Donald Trump, who was pilloried in the Boston Globe. They did a fake front page where they put all these fake headlines of what Donald Trump's America would look like, which was kind of channeling, you might remember Ted Kennedy when he was in the Senate and Bob Bork had been nominated for the Supreme Court. Ted Kennedy came out with this horrible character assassination saying what America would look like if Bob Bork were on the Supreme Court. So it was that, and then the Boston Globe and doing this fake front page about Donald Trump's America was also channeling The Onion, because it was just complete fake news.
Exactly. Well, you know, the thing is, it's as disgusting, in my humble opinion, as Harry Reid from the well of the Senate, you know, perpetrating those lies about John Kerry, and then afterwards smugly says, well, he didn't get elected. I mean, are you kidding me? I mean, this is what our society and our culture has come down to. We've reduced ourselves to a lying soundbite about people in order to influence people's perspective on, you know, on our candidates. And the media is complicit on this. And to your point, this is what they've been doing. They've become so ideologically fixed. But, Gail, they're not connecting the dots and seeing as a result of being this fixed, what is their trustworthiness? I mean, it's less than Congress, like 6%.
Right.
6%
right.
of America only believes in, you know, in any kind of validity or veracity of the mainstream media today.
It's harming their stature in the public domain, in the, like what you're saying, not just their approval rate, but their trustworthiness. The idea that they have not lived up to what their purpose or calling in life is. And it's also hurting their economic models. That's why we've been able to have such a resurgence and, you know, amazing flowering of conservative websites and news organizations, because this is a split country. It's not all liberal. It's not all conservative. And people are going to go to news sources that they trust. And unfortunately, when we see organizations like the Boston Globe, I also wrote about in my Daily Caller piece about Time Magazine. A few weeks ago, they had a complete hit job on Ted Cruz with a terrible picture of him on the front cover. And the question that the cover asked the reader was, likable enough? And that, of course, is a reference to Senator Obama when he was running against Hillary Clinton saying, well, Hillary is likable enough. So, but they don't reference that in the time piece. They just use that phrase.
Exactly. Well, and this is the stuff, you know, you get pieces and parts of things and then you start interchanging them and people will say, well, I know that came from the Republican Party, but they forget it originated in the Democratic Party.
Absolutely.
And so here you are, you're spending so much time trying to get them out of a bucket of gum and, you know, kind of get the string back in order. It's such a jumbled mess.
It is a jumbled mess. And when you think about that, think about the flip side. It would be one thing if you could see the Boston Globe doing a fake front page similar for Bernie Sanders saying we have, you know, bread lines and we have, you know, only one type of deodorant, like making up fake headlines for a Bernie Sanders presidency or Hillary Clinton. You know, we have this kleptocracy and she has sold out all of our national security to foreign interests. You have a fake front page with everything like that, but it's not balanced. It's not even.
Right. Yeah, I could imagine you'd have a phone there illustrated with the phone ringing with a clock showing 3 o'clock in the morning and it just keeps ringing.
Right. Right.
You know, so, yeah, there could be any one of, you know, satirical points that could be presented and balanced. But, you know, above all, you know, and you and I have talked about this before, and we've maintained that, you know, the purpose of the mainstream media of publications is to document history. And their documentation of history is so prejudiced right now. I mean, what are generations down the road, you know, 25, 50 years from now, going to look back at this time and say, man, these people were really messed up?
Right. Right, and it's sad because you think about the journalistic failings that we have right now, but then also look at academia. You don't have a lot of conservatives in the history departments, in the political science departments of the leading universities, because they are shut out time and time again. And I think that that does a real disservice to the accurate representation of the history of the country. And it does make, you know, you wonder what future generations are going to think about the times that we lived in.
Well, Gail, if we've ever needed a leader that could bring these disparate sides together, it is now. I mean, we're so ideologically fixed, we're upset because things aren't moving in the process. I mean, already the wheels of government move very tediously, very, very slowly, but they've almost come to a grinding halt because of, this fixed ideological perception that we're holding to. But somehow somebody's got to be able to come in and kind of clear the way here.
Right, we are at loggerheads, and I think people are frustrated on both sides because they want, you know, it seems like there's always a ratchet to the left. If there is any so-called progress, it's something like Obamacare, which is passed without a single Republican vote, and the opposition to a law like Obamacare makes the Republicans be able to get the majority ship of the House and the majority ship of the Senate, but then nothing is done because it ratchets to the left and it doesn't come back. And I think that's why you have so much frustration by the American electorate right now on both sides.
Well, I think the tough thing is when you get in negotiations, you got to know when to hold them, when to fold them, but you also got to know when, if there's a sword to fall on, then you got to be prepared to fall on the sword. But when, you know, you're geared in the beltway, particularly in the political scene of reelection, then you're always looking to live another day. And so
right.
You will give up on principles in order to, to continue to live.
Right. Is it about power or is it about principles? And unfortunately, too often in Washington, it's about preserving power and not about articulating an optimistic vision for America and how we can all come together, like you said, resolve the conflict that we have and create opportunity for all Americans.
Mm-hmm. Well, Gail, Donald Trump definitely is bringing something to the front over and over again. I think it's a little late because we're so far into this election, and I think this is having, you know, maybe the wrong perception and attitude. Maybe it works for Donald Trump and a certain percentage of his base to get them all excited because of the, election system, the delegate system, and that sort of thing. But he's stirring up a pot right now that you can't do a whole lot about. You're just kind of, you know, causing a big itch across this country, and it's rather annoying because it's too late. You can't do anything about it right now.
That's right. And you think about, you know, sports. I analogize a lot of things to sports because I love playing sports. And you think about the basketball players who yell back at the refs because they don't like the calls. They're unhappy about it. And you think about the players who take the calls, even the bad calls, and they play harder. They play smarter. They learn from it. They learn, you know, they just have to give more. And I wish that Donald Trump was more like the latter type of basketball player than the former, because I think it not only reflects poorly on him, but it reflects poorly on the entire system. And we are where we are, as you said.
Yeah, we talk about, the Republicans a lot, but the Democrats are just as exciting. I mean, it looks like a NASCAR race on the GOP side, but then, you know, you forget and you go, oh, that's right, those guys are going round in circles too over there, and they're having all kinds of fun. I mean, there's some potential craziness going on over there too, right?
Yeah, it's not boring at all. And I said that in the Time piece. It criticizes the Republicans for being undemocratic, but the Time piece on Senator Cruz doesn't even mention the Democratic superdelegates and all the controversy over that and pulling away the franchisement from Democratic voters.
Exactly. You got a lot of voters whose votes are going to go by the wayside, those that voted for Bernie and realize, oh, my goodness, we lost him because of superdelegates. This is no bueno. It's going to be a bad problem down the road. I agree. Gail Trotter, attorney, senior fellow with the Independent Women's Forum, a co-founder of Schaefer and Trotter PLC, a law firm in metropolitan Washington, D.C. Gail, always good to have you with us. This is Bill Martinez, just about 2 minutes before the top of the hour right now, America.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's P-R-O-P-U-R-U-S-A.com or 800-544-3533.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profit. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to richmoneyrich.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com.
From the Robert Allen System. Current returns not indicative of future results.